My name is Monica Lee Gratischek, and I am 45 years old, and I grew up in Gannett, Pennsylvania. I really loved my childhood. I think I had a great one. I loved where I grew up. It was very family-oriented. It was very grounding. It was very easy and loving and a supportive environment, and great teachers and great schools and great area, great people, and I liked the pace of it. I felt very loved and supported, and everything was a little more easy, and everything was green. I had very loving parents, too, who always wanted me to be happy and always wanted me to follow what I like to do. So I always had that support, which really was incredible, because without that, you can't really blossom in who you're meant to be. I can remember when I was 5 or 6 years old, I was taking dance class at the Dance Factory, led by Marianne Thomas, and they were doing a jazz combination to, it's a song called It's a Hard Knock Life. I'm a red curly head kind of gal, and the owner had asked me if I might know how to sing because I looked like Annie. She gave me the cassette tape to learn the song Tomorrow, and that was kind of my first performance. I kind of taught myself how to sing, and at the recital, I was Annie. I think I caught the theater bug probably at that moment. Ever since, I've been kind of doing theater and plays, and then I went to school at NYU to study drama, and when I graduated, the main thing to do was really audition for theater, whether it be off-Broadway or regional theater or Broadway shows. And so that was my path for a while. And that's, I think, what I was best at. I think I'm a theater gal. I'm an East Coaster. I'm a New Yorker first. So that's the path that I pursued. And I was quite successful at that, creating shows off-Broadway. And I worked at regional theaters. I did some Broadway shows. I also did some on-camera commercials. They do a lot of commercials in New York City. And I did quite a few of those. And then I met my husband in the show Hello Dolly, one of the Broadway shows I was in. So then life takes its course. We dated and started to have a relationship. And when we discussed of having a family, and New York City is really hard to raise a family in because it's all buildings and it's real fast paced. So we both decided to try Los Angeles. The industry was in LA or New York, but LA, you could have houses, you could have a yard. It was different than Manhattan's. And honestly, we've been here ever since. And that's where we raise a family together. And he was an entertainer. Now he's a sports producer. And then I do my voiceover and pursue the entertainment industry. You know what I miss? I miss driving in Gannett, because driving in Los Angeles is a pain in the butt. This city is so crowded. And anywhere you get, you have to leave an extra hour because of traffic. So I miss just a lot of green and relaxing. And I miss driving there, because when you're driving, you're not like gridlocked back-to-back traffic. I would like to live in a less populated area. But unfortunately, if you want to do this industry, you have to kind of be here, or I could move to suburbs within Los Angeles. But then I'm also bringing the child to school and dealing with that. If I want to have a career, you kind of have to be central to do your career, because you're trying to fit everything in, right? You're trying to do your career and you're trying to raise your kid, and I'm trying to, you know, get him back and forth to his activities here. It's very fast paced. I'm a theater gal. So my big roles, I would say, was in my early career. When I was on Broadway, I was Frenchie in the musical Grease with Rosie O'Donnell and Brooke Shields. I was Minnie Faye in a play called Hello Dolly alongside Carol Channing. Now, since I've been in California, I do a lot of guest stars and co-stars on different things. Like I appeared on an episode of Bones and The Mindy Project, and little roles, but not lead roles. I'd say in LA, I'm more of a co-star, guest star, supporting player. And I also do a lot of voiceover. I like voiceover the most in animation, because I could do it right out of my own house. I have a studio in the back, and every morning I can put my auditions and my characters out. My agent sends me a copy of the script of things they think that I'm right for. And every morning I'm doing characters in my backyard and sending them to my agent, because I love doing all kind of animated characters, whether it be an old lady or a 12-year-old girl. Sometimes I do some boys. It's fun and it's creative, and I can do it, honestly, 20 steps from my house. My office is detached, and that's what I do on a daily basis. I don't necessarily think that I saw myself as a young person doing this. I just knew at the moment when I was young that that's what I liked to do, and I just kept doing it. And then all of a sudden you keep doing it. And if you keep working and you work hard at it and you're passionate about it, I'll bet you if you keep doing it every day and you're tenacious enough and you follow, you know, what you love to do, you're going to experience some kind of success in your business. I truly believe you will. If you really love what you do, just do what you do, guys, and listen to your heart and follow your dreams and work hard. Work really hard. There's nothing you can't do if you work hard.